Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking with Luca Rodoni today. Luca is a trumpeter, jazz player. He'll be performing at the St. Timothy Summer Music Festival as the first concert of the five-concert season. It also includes the Montana Chamber Music Society coming up in July, the Can-Am Piano Duo. The 50th anniversary concert for the chapel will be taking place as well a little bit later in the summer, featuring Dolce Canto and Monroe Crossing. You can get information about the full festival at the website. I'll give you that address in just a few minutes. Luca, understand that you're still a high school student, 17 years old, but you've been playing jazz and trumpet for a long time, I take it.
That's exactly right. Yep, I think I started maybe this summer going into the seventh grade. I was introduced to a jazz camp here in town through an organization called Hand Me Downs and Silver. Camp Epic is the name of the camp. And, you know, from there I put together a few groups of my own, some teenage bands, and, you know, my dreams really took off from there.
Well, you'll be performing next weekend. The concert is at 4 o'clock, June 28th, up at St. Timothy's Chapel above Georgetown Lake, an amazing venue. What a great place to play, huh?
Oh, man, I'm so honored, especially to, you know, to kick off the whole summer series. And, you know, it's been in the process here for the past maybe year and a half or so, and I'm honored that it finally came through and we have a date on the calendar.
Well, and you've got obviously a sign of your reputation as a player, but you're playing with some amazing musicians, Bob Nell, pianist, and Craig Hall. Quite the duo to put together to make a trio for this concert.
That's right. Yep, Craig Hall is going to be playing upright bass, and Bob Nell is going to be on piano, and myself on trumpet and flugelhorn.
Well, before we go into a little bit about what you'll be playing or the kinds of things that you're interested into these days, you're from Bozeman, Montana. You've been living in Utah, as I mentioned, still in high school, but obviously studying music. You're also very involved with competitions and festivals, gigs and that kind of thing. Talk about a little bit about what you've been up to.
Of course, yeah. So this past school year, I spent my time just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. I was involved in a program down there called Caleb Chapman's Crescent Super Band. And it's many opportunities are given to the kids involved. It's a youth jazz big band, you could call it. And I was introduced to Caleb Chapman actually through the Jazz Band of America that I was selected for 2 years ago. And I was offered a spot in his program. And since then it's been, you know, I did the Jazz Band of America again this past year. I was lucky enough to be a semifinalist for the 2015 National Trumpet Competition. And, you know, I've been traveling over. I was just in Cuba performing with the band. I'm heading off to Washington, D.C. here next week. Have a recording session with Jeff Coffin. You know, I've just got lots of stuff on the calendar.
Well, it sounds really exciting. When did you decide? I assume you've decided now to make music somewhat of a career. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
So talk a little bit about your influences as a trumpeter and the kinds of things that you like to do. I always like to talk to young musicians about kind of what grabbed you and what's the kind of thing that really is igniting you now as a player and looking into kind of influences into how you craft the music that you want to do.
Of course. Well, you know, when I first heard jazz music, that was definitely a go-ahead for me. I fell in love with it very shortly after I was introduced to it. And, you know, here I am a few years later pursuing it very, very heavily. And, you know, I had some great teachers in the Bozeman area who introduced me to, you know, music in general, but jazz in particular. And that really sparked the fire. And, you know, I started hearing great recordings, you know, anybody from Freddie Hubbard to, you know, Wynton Marsalis or Clifford Brown, you know, some of my trumpet idols, and I really wanted to sound like them. I think the first two I wanted to replicate were Chet Baker and Miles Davis. So my real favorite kind of jazz is the straight ahead, you know, going back in time a little bit and visiting the standards from the 30s and 40s. And that's really where my heart is.
I'm talking with Luca Rodoni today. Luca will be performing the first concert at the St. Timothy's Memorial Chapel St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. There are five concerts. The first one will feature Luca with a trio, and that'll be Sunday, June 28th at 4 o'clock at St. Timothy's Chapel above Georgetown Lake. The website is sttimothysmusic.org, or you can call this number, 888-407-4071. We have just a couple of minutes left. Tell me a little bit about what you and Bob Nell on keyboards and Craig Hall on bass are putting together for the concert.
Yeah, of course. We've been playing for the past few years together. I really credit them for being two very inspirational people to me. And like I said, what we're going to be playing is the music that I love as well as they do. The music from the 30s and 40s, more standards from what jazz musicians call the Great American Songbook.
Well, it sounds like it'll be a fun kickoff to the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. What else is on your calendar? You said you're doing some recording this month. What else is on your calendar this summer?
That's right. I'm in the studio this next week with tenor saxophonist Jeff Coffin. He's with the Dave Matthews Band, and also, you know, he plays around all genres of music. Recording an album with him, and that's also with this band I'm involved in Utah. As well as that, that week is followed by a tour to Washington, D.C., which I'm leaving a few days early to fly home for the St. Timothy's gig, so should all be great. I have a camp with Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center, as well as the Vail Jazz Workshop, which is in August and September.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful summer. Of course, a big kickoff for the season, the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. There are five concerts. Season tickets are available for just $70, $20 for adults and students, $15. It's at St. Timothy's Memorial Chapel, a beautiful venue above Georgetown Lake. Once again, the website is sttimothysmusic.org, or you can call 888-407-4071. Extension 1. I've been talking with trumpeter Luca Rodoni today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Michael.